USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Illegal immigrant Christian Rivera is charged with first-degree murder in the death of college student Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared during a jog in 2018 from Brooklyn, Iowa. Jury selection is now underway. The trial had been delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic and was moved to a different county at the request of defense attorneys. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 6 people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed a home early Wednesday. The military said it widened its strikes on militant targets in the Palestinian territory to hinder continuing rocket fire from the terrorist organization Hamas, aimed at Israeli civilians. The California Highway Patrol is reporting authorities are seeing a rise in BB gun shootings on Southern California freeways. More than 24 incidents involving shattered windows on freeways have occurred in Orange, Riverside, and South Los Angeles counties during the past several weeks. CHP Border Division Assistant Chief Donald Goodbrand said Tuesday they're on the lookout. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Jerusalem Prayer Group claims Facebook was duped when they shut down a pro-Israeli page that reportedly had millions of followers. Jerusalem Prayer Group founder Mike Evans claims that critics targeted the site by posting more than 1 million comments, then reporting they had never posted to the site. Mr. Evans says it was a very clever, deceptive plan by Islamic radicals. Would you get the COVID-19 vaccine for $1 million? In Ohio, that's a reality. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
1 week after announcing a weekly $1 million drawing for vaccinated Ohioans, Governor Mike DeWine says the state is setting records for getting shots in arms. Last Friday saw the highest vaccination day in 3 weeks, with an increase in people aged 30 to 74 getting vaccinated of 6% since the lottery's announcement. Starting May 26th and running for 5 weeks, a $1 million prize will be awarded to one Ohioan who has received at least one dose of COVID vaccine.
The $1 million vaccine lottery will go on for several weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
On Tuesday, the CDC released new data about the COVID-19 pandemic. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A CDC study released on Tuesday found that rates of COVID vaccination were lower in the country's rural counties than in urban areas. The data showed that about 39% of adults living in rural areas have received at least one dose of vaccine, compared to 46% in urban counties. Dr. Payal Patel, an infectious diseases physician with the University of Michigan Medical School, tells CBS News that both difficulties in locating a shot, as well as higher rates of vaccine hesitancy, may play into those results.
There's a couple of things going on. One is in general, in rural America, it's a little bit harder to get to a vaccine. People may have a harder time taking off or finding the vaccine itself. And there's also some more vaccine hesitancy in these areas. Today, we heard from the White House that they're really thinking about it on a zip code to zip code basis. We know that where you're born in America, in that zip code, can mean a different life expectancy just at baseline. Those same factors are coming in now with COVID-19.
As of Tuesday, 37.7% of Americans are fully vaccinated. Charles Grodin has died at the age of 86 from bone marrow cancer. Best known as the dad in Beethoven and the Broadway show Same Time Next Year, the actor's son Nicholas says Charles died peacefully Tuesday at his home in Wilton, Connecticut, where he was surrounded by family, including his wife Alyssa. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.